You're listening to Boomer in the Morning with Ryan Pinder and Rhett Warner on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Show continues. Hour number three is underway. Boomer here in studio, the iconic downtown studios, powered by Iconic Electric and Controls. Rhett Warner, Ryan Pinder along as well today. Snow show coming up. Your text with what you want to talk about. Flames talk with Pinder coming up in the nine. Hello, Flames talk for you right now. It has been a long time. I'm thinking he was preseason, day one. Head coach of the Flames, Daryl Sutter, joins us here on a Wednesday. Coach, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. Is this the production line I'm talking to?
It really is, yeah. No one digs deeper and works harder than these three. Now, granted, I'm the only one in at the office today, but you know what Rhett's all about, and Pinder's a hard worker. So yeah, we're digging deep.
So who's the quarterback of the line?
Well,
that's Dino.
I think that goes without saying. Yeah, it starts and ends here. But you know, you need guys that are good in the room, and everyone here is good in the room.
No, you need a forechecker, and you need a back checker, and you need a guy who can take faceoffs.
We need a fact checker. That's what we need, I think.
Yeah, we need something. We do need something. But it's what a year, right? It's been, no one could have predicted this, and all you can do is take what you're given. I just kind of want to go back because I know, I remember when, right before it was announced that you guys, you were on the plane and you weren't going to go to Chicago. I remember the game prior to that. You were doing your post game, and man, Suts doesn't sound very good at all. And then, of course, you were one of the guys. It hit you pretty hard, right?
Yeah, the old not taking care of yourself and getting old friggin' hits you harder.
Well,
I should have taken like 25 cc's of some of the cattle penicillin. I wouldn't have got it.
So, I mean, did you have the loss of taste and smell, or did it feel like a flu, or what was it like?
Yeah, I had enough symptoms that when they said what the list of symptoms were, I was like the case for all of them.
Yeah. So, of course, then what happens? You need to quarantine. You got to stay away from everybody. And I know you talked about that. It was hard for everybody, hard for you, your players, because you got families and kids, but you need to separate. How did you handle that? And what was, I mean, as very literally, did you have to get an apartment, or what did you end up doing?
Well, for myself, Juan and Chris were up at the farm when it went down, so I was here alone. So I just stayed in my cave, and my brother's wives dropped off food and water for me, and I existed. So you get, forget what it was. Well, you get 10 days. They give you a date based on when you positive test or when you had symptoms prior. So my date to get out was the 24th.
Isn't that a bit of a pain, too? Now it's 5 days, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And if you're symptom-free 5 days, you're and it was 10, now 5. And then there's something to the symptoms now. But you know what? And then most of the players, it's such a bad, the timing is bad, not only because guys are sick, but that's also the time of the year when, especially the European guys, you know, they got families coming over, things like that, and they planned that trip for since last fall. So that's what made it really, felt bad for the guys, quite honest, that had to tell their families not, couldn't come, or their families were here and then they had the lockdown too. So, you know, it was kind of, wasn't a good time.
So as a coach, do you stay in contact with the guys, or do you just kind of let them, you're all in the boat together, you know what everyone's dealing with, do you just give them space, or do you try and reach out?
No, we Zoomed quite a bit, and we text lots and talked lots. It was, you know, that was not an issue, and hey, that's part of today's world, everybody, that's what most people do, even if they're not sick now, so.
It's true.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, Rhett was saying, your brothers, the wives dropped off some food and some hard liquor. Rhett thought that that'd be a way for you to get through a couple weeks. A little bit of whiskey helps make everything go by.
Well, those guys from Saskatchewan, that works for them quite well. But us guys in Alberta, like, we stick to the protocol. So when you're sick, you're actually called, you have a disease. So yeah. I don't think that IVing with moonshine would have helped me very much.
Well, you gotta try some of these alternative therapies. You just never know. What's going on with the beef ban?
With who?
The beef ban. Isn't there a ban that China and Philippines banned the Canadian beef?
You know what? I just seen that flash last night. I was quite honest. I was watching the national news, and I just seen that flash on the bottom. So I don't know if that's another one of those political deals, but I haven't heard nothing about it. There's always an odd, it's called a case that's an outlier somewhere in the world, and so maybe there was one. I haven't heard it.
How often are you getting back to the farm? Now you're a busy guy again.
Yeah, with the way the weather's been, you didn't want to be traveling when it was so damn cold when we had a day out, so the schedule's not going to allow that now, that's for sure.
I know that you were you had the little meeting with the media yesterday, and they were talking to you about secondary scoring. And before we talk, because I know you talked about Pelche, and I do kind of want to ask you about that.
Yeah.
The secondary scoring, it felt like we sat at the start of the year, and look at all the goals. They're getting so much offense. Didn't maybe expect this is how the Flames were going to win games. And like it happens, things do dry up. Probably didn't expect to have Oliver Shillington as your fifth leading scorer. What's happened to the secondary scoring? Your top three guys have been great pretty much night in, night out, but what's happening beyond those three?
Actually, if you look at it, that secondary scoring word was what I said earlier in the year. And lately, quite honest, we're scoring about a tenth of a goal more than we have all year. So that really hasn't been the case. That was just brought up, and I really didn't have much to say about it because if you look at it in the last five games of this whole last trip, we scored 3.14, which is enough, right? And that's for our team. That's above the league average, to be quite honest. So the league average is just under three this year, which is up about an eighth of a goal. So it still comes back to, but to me, that's not even a factor. That's been consistent with our team right from the very first game. When you look at our power play, which has struggled lately, has not been as effective. And quite honest, our big line, which is one of the best lines in the league, not just because it's line, because all three have played really well, we're not quite up to par this trip. So that secondary scoring is not something that's old or new. It's something that's consistent with our group, and it's not so much even that when you say defense. I think it's more by position. I think our center ice position has not produced a lot, but we know what it is, and we got to get something else out of those guys.
Daryl, you mentioned that big line. I remember hearing you in training camp talking about we got to get Tkachuk back on the left side where he's a power guy on the wall. He's been on the right, and he's been really good. What have you seen different from Matthew this year versus last?
I didn't give Matthew a lot of credit. We talked, at the end of the year last year when we were playing Vancouver in those meaningless games, and we put good 13 of 28 and 19 together and just to move, just to get some life and get, Matthew feeling good about his game again going into the summer. And I just thought that he could make plays off the wall better on his wrong side the way the game is now. And he could, he's not an up and down guy anyways. He's plays a lot of east-west games. So I just think playing his wrong side. And then once him and Johnny, Lindy's easy to play with. I mean, everybody in the league wishes they could play with a guy like Lindy, but I think Matthew and Johnny have some chemistry and got some chemistry at the end of the year last year. And when we knew, when you say about that secondary scoring, well, we needed to get those two guys back up to where they're capable of right away. And they did that, and they've done that. So, I don't think it matters. This, quite honest, Matthew's a lot like Mange, where you can move them to either side. But we've left Matthew there for the most part, even last game when, we moved Blake up and played with Lindy and Matthew and moved Johnny down with John and Mange. So, as long as they produce, and the other side of that too is not just produce, it's, they've, as a line, they've given up the fewest 5-5 goals against in the league as a line. So that tells you they've been really productive, and that Matthew can handle his offside.
Daryl Sutter is our guest here on Sportsnet. You talk about that trip, and everyone's going to focus on those three games, Florida, Tampa, and Carolina. And you mentioned it wasn't so much the goal scoring, it was what you gave up. Was that just the perfect storm of coming back from an extended break? There's going to be a lot of teams that are going to go into Florida and Tampa and Carolina and have some issues, but also giving up more than you wanted to. Tightening up again, is that an easy fix because that's how you spent most of the season prior to the COVID break? Or what's involved in trying to get back to that tighter style, the structure that you had shown earlier?
Yeah, I think it's got a lot to do with the individuals, guys that didn't have very good trips. When we went to Seattle, Chicago, Tampa, Florida, Tampa, Carolina.
Yeah.
And it wasn't easy going. You know, we had 2-4 in the morning trips, and you know, guys were just a little off. And I think with that fallout from COVID still and all that travel and then not being able to skate over Christmas and then going right to Seattle, I think it affected a lot of guys as the trip went on, and you could see it. And so where does that affect? That affects in that detail and that mental part where, you know, we don't have. And I've said it all along, and you guys know this, you know, there's not a lot of margin for error with our team when you look at it. So, you know, those games, you know, Seattle, we score 6, Chicago, we score 5, Florida, we had 49 shots. So it was 3-2 late in the second period. So, you know, people look at the scoreboard and they say, well, you got the shit kicked out of you in Florida and Tampa and Carolina. Well, those for sure. They didn't watch the games. They just looked at the scoreboard, right? Yeah. So if you look at it, 3-2 in the second, late in the second, we give up a goal late in the second, which was a mistake, individual mistake. And then Tampa, the next game against the Stanley Cup champions, 1-0 going into the third. I'm going to take that every night. So, you know, that's – and then the Carolina game, well, that's the end of the trip, but it's a hard – and we played our best period of the trip for sure. First period in Carolina, for sure, of all 5 games. So, you know, I don't like losing, and I don't think I'm not compromising when we lose, I'll tell you that. But you also have to be cognizant of the fact that we played 22 road games, 11 home games. So, you know what, I like our team, I like our players, I like how they work. I think they've come a long ways in a year, or in less than a year in terms of responsibility. Guys that had off years are having better years for the most part. I think those young defensemen, they get on those long trips. You see, like Noah Rass, Shilly, I'm used to them having their A games every night, even though they're just kids, 24, 25 years old. I'm used to them having their A games, so they had B games. So, you know what? They'll get their A game back.
You were talking yesterday because you were asked about Jacob Pelche, and you kind of got talking about the American Hockey League. So I wanted to look, and because you talked about I spent time in the A, got to be a very good player, and then I was ready to come in. Red Deer, Lethbridge, and then the New Brunswick Hawks. What do you remember about that? What was that transition like? What life lessons, what hockey lessons did you learn when you go and join Rico with the, or you go and join Bruce Boudreau with the New Brunswick Hawks?
Language barrier.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I'm from Alberta. I speak perfect English. A lot of them guys don't.
It's trouble. What are they doing out there?
Like, I was there when I was 20. I can't even remember what I drove or how I got to the rink or anything. I can't remember what number I wore.
But it's more, I guess the point being, it's more than just, and I think you kind of touched on it a little bit, it's the level. The upgrade in style and level going from the American League, well, certainly for you, going from Alberta and then going to the A, but then going up to the NHL, the maturity, not even hockey, the maturity is part of it too.
You know, I'll tell you, that's a long time ago. So that was right after WHA. So there's a lot of NHL players playing in the American League then, right? Because there wasn't as many jobs coming from the WHA. So that was a man's league. So the break the kids get now is when they turn pro is a 20-year-old or coming out of college. If they stay the whole time, they're 22 or 23 in school. the break they get now is they're playing against their age group in the American League, and they're guys that are on the cusp, perhaps. And then there's some leadership in that room, and they have to learn how to be a pro. Very, very, very simple. It's not just the game playing; it's bigger, faster guys, and playing with a certain structure that the organization wants, or whatever it may be. But it's also the whole off ice thing too. I mean, these guys now, players now are, you know, they're machines for the most part. And they're, the way they train, with their nutrition and everything. It's not just come to the rink and go home deal. You know, it's not, you know, I see it on a daily basis here that, you know, you see the Hitmen, you see the Flames. Well, you know, there's boys and there's men. So guys that are first year pros are still boys. And unless you're a unique, special player, it takes 1 to 3 years. I mean, I think that, I don't even think it's a question that where they should go. I mean, if, you know, you want to talk about a boy like Belcher. Well, you know, he played in rookie camp, and because of injuries, we played some exhibition games, and Jacob Belcher was certainly not ready for the NHL, like not anytime soon. So, you know, you got to be realistic. I heard that last year, and I came to, you know, there's people that talked about guys' ice time or how come this guy wasn't playing in Calgary. Well, you got to look at where the team was, where the team is, and where do you want the team to go, and that's up to the scouts to put that type of player into the organization, and then it's up to the organization to make sure that it's full bore developing that player, and then be patient with it.
Do you believe in like a reward type of a system? If a guy is going in and joins the American League team, is playing great, let's give him a little bit of give him something for that hard work. Bring him up for a couple weeks, and then tell him that 2 weeks, but then you go back down. But here's your taste of the NHL. Do you believe in that at all?
Yeah, at some point, but salary cap's taking all that away. You can't just bring a guy up and play him, can you?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a roster and there's a cap, and you've got to work with that. And that is the way it works. There's a lot of those kids you're calling up. If you called them up on their entry level contract, to be quite honest, you're making more than a veteran player that signs for a minimum. It does the same thing for you here. So there is money involved also.
I know we do have to let you go, but I guess just one last one about where you guys are headed. Like you say, you've got a bunch of home games, and sometimes you feel like that's a blessing, but it's not always the case. But in a weird way, you guys, you all went through the COVID thing at the same time. You did it together. You've missed games. You're going to have to make them up like everybody else, but we're seeing a lot of teams, two guys in, two guys out, three guys leave, up come guys from the American Hockey League. I don't know that that's going to be the story for you. Do you feel like, in a weird way, you're poised pretty well here once we get things back up and running?
Actually, reality says that we're still missing players. That's a bunch of BS, too, about 5 year out of quarantine, like what we were talking about there, about the 5-day isolation, 10-day, 2 weeks quarantine. There's a big carryover with this, you know what? There's these guys are super athletes, and for them not to have their total lung capacity or to have something else bothering them that's COVID-related, we're still not practicing with full groups because of that. So, you know, there's a total misconception. There was some talk about, oh, you had 19 days off and you should be fresh and all that. Yeah, we're fresh because guys want to play and they love the game, but that doesn't mean they're 100%, and that's what you need is 100%. So and not everybody has got it. We've had guys test positive the last 2 days, quite honest. So there's a lot of misconception about what's going on in the world, and we get it every night from people that are supposed to know about what's going on with the virus, and if they knew so much, then we wouldn't all be getting it.
Well, Rhett was going to go to that game tomorrow, but he found out they weren't serving liquor, so I think he's just going to watch it on TV.
Smuggle a Mickey.
Can pour my own.
Just remember the old green bottle of lemon gin, Rhett? Hide in your boot, you'll get in.
Little lemon heart. Yep. Bring her in.
Thanks, Daryl. Good to talk to you.
Okay, you guys, behave.
Yeah.
Good talking, you guys.
Good talk. Thanks.
Yep.
Hide it in your boot, Rhett. That's what you do.
Yes.
You got to wear boots. Big game.
See, now, you don't say hide it in your boot unless you've hit a Mickey in your boot at some point. Oh, the inside pocket,
who hasn't?
Maybe you're.
Please.
No, in your boot.
Yes, that's the move.
That's the move. Lemon gin.
Those Mickeys, there's a little
curve. I don't know if that's the move. I don't know if the lemon gin is the move. But.
No, I agree, yeah.
No, you're right. If you get the right Mickey, right, Pinder? It's got the curve in the bottle.
It's a natural curve that is meant to be slid down the side of a boot and contour the curve of a leg. Yeah. They're asking you to do it. It's pretty much right next to, like, the alcohol percentage, like, please insert here on boot. It's obvious. Yeah,
the only reason you haven't done it, Dean, is your ginormous calves.
Well, that's the thing. I need a real wide cut jean, because if I got my calves in a boot and then throwing a Mickey in there, that's tight on my pant leg. Not a lot of space in there.
They need a push on the cattle sales. A boot that gets around your calf, that's taking a lot of leather. I feel like just switch gears.
Cowboy boots and ski boots. I have a real tough time in both of those departments. It ain't easy. We'll break. We'll come back. We'll react to Big D. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
One of the best two-way players in the game.
Able to bump Carlson off the puck. He walks in, shoots, and scores! What a goal by Elias Lindholm!
Elias Lindholm and the Calgary Flames play on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Calgary traffic update.
In traffic, a couple of backups on Bow Trail, slow in the southwest, getting through Sarcee Trail and the Old Banff Coach Road in both directions. Eastbound traffic, of course, thickens up approaching downtown as well. And you've got the flip side of the coin on Memorial Drive coming out of the northeast, busy from the Zoo overpass toward the flyover, and then you get into downtown quite slowly along that 4th Avenue flyover stretch off Memorial. In the City News 660 Traffic Center, I'm Trace Ventura, and tonight's Lotto 649 draw, an estimated $36 million plus the guaranteed $1 million prize. $36 million. Get that Lotto 649 feeling. Must be of legal age.
IT support.
Hi, our business is growing, and we need to take advantage of the new technologies out there.
Well, we only provide basic IT support.
Is your current IT service provider holding you back? Calypso IT will help move your business forward. Calypso delivers innovative solutions for cybersecurity, network design, cloud solutions, Office 365, and more. It's time to partner with an IT provider that can execute your strategies for you. Calypso, CALITSO.com.
Looking for the game? Your location matters. Visit sportsnet.ca/watchNHL tonight to help you follow all the NHL action. Updated daily. Tim McAuliffe has friends. Seriously. And they really know sports. Check out Tim and Friends on Sportsnet.
Calgary, there has never been a better time to sell your used car or truck to South Trail Exports. Why? Simple. The lack of new inventory throughout the city from literally every manufacturer and an aggressive Canadian dollar has created the perfect storm to maximize the return on your used vehicle. Walk away with cash today from South Trail Exports. Just head to southtrailexports.com to book your appraisal, and just like that, we'll buy your used vehicle for top dollar and you walk away with cash in your pocket. Don't let the perfect storm pass you by. Visit southtrailexports.com now.
At Calgary Co-op gas stations, we figure you could use a break, even if it's just a short one. It's why 32 of our gas station locations offer full service at no extra cost. We'll fill your tank and clean your windshield. That means you can take a couple of minutes to do, well, whatever you want. So drive on by to your local Calgary Co-op gas station and experience the joy of a full service fill up.
Just after 4 p.m. on your weekday drive home, Steinberg and Maddie Rose welcome in Derek Wills to discuss anything and everything Flames on the Calgary Flames Roundtable. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. View Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned inventory inside the showroom today. Minutes from the Calgary Airport. Flames talk just wouldn't be complete without the Calgary Flames Roundtable. Don't miss it on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Join over 200,000 Canadians working in a positive and inclusive team environment that supports them as a person living life well, not just as an employee. Loblaw is hiring Class 1 drivers for their expanded U.S. operations. You'll be working for Canada's largest grocery chain, earning above average pay with excellent benefits and discounts on your groceries. If you have at least 2 years driving experience and a Class 1 license, apply to join the Loblaw team today. Email resumes to driveforus at loblaw.ca.
8:33, hour three, work week, day number three. Boomer along with Pander and Warner. We're here in the iconic downtown studios. Iconic Electric End Controls hiring. Hiring in Calgary, hiring across Alberta, competitive wages, extended benefits. Visit iconicec.ca/careers. Might be something there for you. You're talking about good people, too, right? I mean, as Lou would say, they're good people.
Good people.
So we did it again, eh? It's,
Yeah, that's what we do.
It's self-serving. Maybe it's a humble brag, but I think we're better at it than just about anybody. Putting people at ease, only for them to swear on the radio.
Yeah, you got really awkward about it after Cam Moon dropped a heavy F-bomb in the pandemic. And I pointed out, this is really a feather in your cap more than anything, Dean. This means people are so relaxed when they join your show. They take away the media speak and go straight to the F-bombs, S-drops, all the good stuff.
I still feel like an F is heavier than an S. Like if you come on and say, you know, we don't...
Unquestionably.
I don't give an S. That's different than this. A sweet 3.77 goals against.
Would it...
Like, again... A guy that's made his living on the radio.
What
a F-bomb. That's a guy who's clearly at ease in the environment he's in. We've gotten some good ones. I mean, Bo Levi does it all the time, but that's just because
every hit with Bo. It's almost like he's playing a game with us. I don't think that counts.
Texas hick. Dickinson, one of the sweetest boys he'll run into, he gave us an S-bomb. And just the how easily it came from Daryl there. And people love it. It's almost like it's a game for the listener.
It was a shirt kicking.
They all love as soon as it came down, the old text line explodes, and we all rejoice together. A good shirt kicking. He's your boy, Retro. He is your boy.
Shouldn't be talking that way though.
Well, I got no problem with it.
See, I was mumbling again. Talk? There.
Were you? I couldn't tell.
I don't even notice it anymore, to be honest with you.
The S-bombs?
No.
Yeah.
And to be fair, like, there's supposed to be rules and stuff. Like, have we ever received a complaint from the CRTC? This happens, like, every week.
No. Zero.
Yeah, like, okay, so there's rules. Yeah. It's like going 55 in a 50 zone, I think, is what's happening here. No one cares.
Well, and the thing of it is, too, it's the guest. If we were constantly going on and swearing, they'd be like, well, this is your show. You're driving the bus. You should not be swearing. You bring a guest on and they let one go, hey, it's...
Get your shirt together. You can't be doing that as the host.
Clearly at ease. Clearly at ease.
We don't use that time thing ever, do we? Have we ever done that? Is there a delay?
There is a delay because, you know, Steinberg.
Yeah. Oh. Real hothead.
He will.
And overtime.
Yeah, you get Steinberg on overtime, and then people start calling in. And
you get some Richards and Randys and all kinds of people.
Yeah, that's right.
Just, you know, I have to bring this up. The Randy thing. We've got a good Randy.
So explain the Randy thing.
Well, a few years back, I think that it all started. My kid got, this is the same Randy, by the way. We coaches got named for teams and stuff, and his coach's name was Randy, and I went on a bit of a tirade saying, does anyone know a good Randy out there? Like, have you met a good Randy? Anyone named Randy? Who have you ever heard, man, that Randy, what a great guy.
And we've thrown out Chevrier, because I think people enjoy Randy Chevrier. We don't know.
But it's not a long list, typically. Yeah, you know, if you're a Randy.
We thought the commissioner was a good Randy.
Yeah, the CFL commissioner. My vice principal in elementary school, he was a Randy. He held me up by the scruff of my neck against the wall.
That sounds like something Randy Carlisle
probably
would do, too.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have deserved that at all.
Absolutely not.
No. Anyway, we've got this Randy coach again.
All right.
He's doing a bang-up job. Boys are on to the final of the SO Minor.
You still
hockey.
Playing?
Yes.
Wow.
Last night, Ashton only let in two goals.
Atta boy, Ashton.
The 3-2 shootout victory.
Brent Ashton. Isn't he too old to be playing minor hockey?
Yeah, Ashton Smolak. Joey Abrahamson. I can't say it. Two goals.
Who put you up to this?
Oh, I was excited. You know what? There's a whole bunch of kids that are sick and that haven't been able to play. And Randy actually made the kids do a video message after the game. It's pretty nice. Pretty nice. Good for you guys.
Because you're right. I think it's few and far between in terms of good Randys. Because
and our final call tonight goes to Randy. Hello, Randy. What's up?
Hey, Pat. F*** off. Bring back Rob.
Jeez, and what a lovely night on the program tonight.
I mean,
it's a heavy F.
There's no need for that.
Hey, Pat,
can you hear that once more? Because that voice is familiar.
All right.
That we've got a Randy coaching. It's...
You mean Steinberg?
Randy. Hello, Randy. What's up?
Hey, Pat, f*** off. Bring back Rob.
No, it's not him. But maybe it was the coach. Maybe he's not a good
Don't get
guy.
The coach in trouble.
So that's why there's a delay for when Randy calls in and tells Pat to bleep off and bring back Rob.
Well, I mean, if people used it properly, but that did go to air with the F. That's our bleep.
You're
that's
right, yeah.
So in theory, that's why we have a delay.
We're not even 100% sure if the delay works. I've had it fully hit it like a half second after a guy's sworn on air, and I'm pretty sure you can still hear it online and all that, so...
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I think the delay's more there for show, but I'm also not sure.
Good. It's like Seinfeld. You're good at taking the reservation. You're just not good at keeping the reservation. So we've got the delay. We just don't use the delay. That's pretty good. Do you think the CRTC would buy that? You had people firing out F-bombs on your radio station. That's you're up for a fine. Well, we had the delay on. Okay, then why was this? Well, because we don't use it correctly, and we don't know what we're doing. Do you think that would fly? Not likely.
I blame Jeff. I think you blame Jeff.
All right. It's time for
what else do you do?
Really? You want to talk about? Brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. Keep the cold out with weather stripping door sweeps, architectural hardware from Calgary Lock and Safe. Visit CalgaryLockAndSafe.com. Let's go.
What you want? 960-960.
Do the fines / penalties do they vary based on the severity of the swear? Like, would an F-bomb cost more than the S-bomb? I don't know if that's how it works. I think you'd argue it, right? It's like, yes, Your Honor, but it was just an S-bomb.
And it was subtle. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a harsh.
Yeah.
I think I had one a month
kicker.
Or so ago.
Yeah.
I just shit myself.
It's dumb.
Who
you
is
know,
that?
It's so stupid because it's like physical comedy. Like I'm getting to be an old man.
Oh, you love it.
But when there's a good physical comedy, somebody slipping and falling on the internet, I love it.
My wife's the shoveler spends hours watching falling. She can't get enough of people falling. It's the greatest thing in the world.
The fails, yeah. The fails, it gets me. It gets me for sure. Is this going to be a long one, or assuming you're all going to get the hook before 9? No, here's what's happening. The snow show is coming up. We've got we got Flames Talk, 9 to 10. So Pinder and the snow show will dive in a little bit early. On your Wednesday program.
So no, you get 5 minutes and we'll get there. Something like that.
Boomer, what are Pinder's thoughts on yesterday's Ken Holland presser? Also, you need to get a Ken Holland voice. So is that how it works with, because you had Jim Benning in Vancouver. Now do you need to polish up your Kenny Holland?
I don't have a Ken Holland. It was quite something. I didn't watch all of it, but I saw some clips and really just more people reacting to it was what was awesome.
Didn't know what was coming. The Oilers are holding a press conference, and it was, I guess, to give a vote of confidence to the coach and say that he had spoken to Evander Kane's agent and said he's not into rentals.
But he does believe in second chances. I just don't know if he believes in 12th chances. That's probably the better follow-up.
For the CRTC to discipline you, I think someone would have to submit a complaint, and no one would because people love it.
I think that's exactly it. Yeah.
Yeah. Heard it here on my computer. I had to think for a second. I don't think Daryl even realized. Well, that's what it is. And that's what makes it great. That's why we say when people get into the spot where they're comfortable and the swears just come out, they don't realize they're on the radio. They're just having a chat.
A little fireside chat.
Just a chin wag. Should the Flames be in on Evander Kane?
The player is exactly the type of guy you'd
love to add. Secondary scoring?
Don't need it.
The human is the end of the list of what you want to add.
Yeah, there's little debate over whether or not Evander Kane can, if he plays hard and plays a style that would fit in here. Guy's 6'2", 210, will scrap, hits hard, scores between 20 and 30 a year. Yeah, who doesn't need that guy? But I
Doesn't
think
he always light us up.
Yeah, I think he does come in and puts the boot an old shirt kicking when he comes to town. But I just I don't know. I think you can look past some things, and it's all about what you be the judge, right? Oh, it's good for you and it's not good for him. I just feel like the sheet of wrongdoings with that guy, plus the stories of him being disliked by teammates. So it's behavior and how he treats his teammates and all of that. It's just a bad cocktail. It's a bad mix for me. I don't think it's worth it. And I don't know that I think he will go to a team and I think he will probably play well, but I don't know that he's going to be the piece of the puzzle. I think that
hearing the names of the teams that are in it, you've got the strongest rooms in the league and teams that are very desperate. I don't think the Flames are either.
No, you said it right. Are they a Jacob Pelche away? How many wins? I just don't feel like it's a good fit. What about you, Rhett?
Well, it's the same as everyone else. The player, sure. I'll take 30 goals and a 6'2 scrapper that plays hard. Yeah, that's okay. But
did you ever have a teammate where you didn't even want to walk in that room? He was such a shirty personality.
Not that. No, not to that.
Typically, that's kind of the vibes around this guy, right?
Yeah. Typically, when you grow up in a hockey room, you learn the ways around the hockey room.
Yeah. I mean, Jelena, no one liked him, but it really
goes without
wasn't
saying.
Quite to this level. That's what you want to talk about. Brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. Keep the cold out with weather stripping, door sweeps, and architectural hardware from Calgary Lock and Safe. Visit CalgaryLockandSafe.com. That's what you want to talk about. We'll see you tomorrow. The snow show. It's time for the snow show. Let's go.
All right, snow show brought to you by Lose Performance Center, customizing your ski gear to give you the best performance and fit. Visit Lose, 6434 1A Street Southwest. That's right behind the Home Depot by Chinook Center. I'm actually going to head there today. Sounds good. We got Powder Matt Mosteller of Resorts of the Canadian Rockies joining us. Matt, how you doing, man?
Good morning, Ryan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. What a ski year it's been. Give us the update from the RCR resorts. What's unreal and what has people salivating to get to the mountains?
Well, you know what? Whether you're a diehard or maybe you just made that New Year's resolution to try something new, this is the winter to ski. Snow has been absolutely off the charts, and we've been more fortunate to be not have as much of that cold weather that you've had in Alberta, certainly at Kicking Horse, Kimberley, and Fernie. So that's been great. Almost 20 feet of snow so far to date at Fernie and close to that at Kicking Horse as well.
Yeah, and those really, I mean, whatever it is about that other side of the Rockies, you get a lot more snow and the weather just isn't as harsh. Fernie and Kicking Horse, Kimberley specifically, those are some pretty special places. When you get the snow, you get a lot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's the magic of those storm track, the way it hits the high peaks and just unloads, and then it just traps in a little bit more friendly temperatures with that. So, yeah, we've had incredible snowfall. It's a great time, January and early February, to ski. You know, there's less people out on the mountains. Certainly a great time to also for everybody needing that badly needing that break for their health and wellness. Mountain time is the perfect antidote.
No question. Compare and contrast the resorts for us. Nikiska is the one nearby Calgary. I'm always, that's a good one for the kids. Super family friendly, close to the city. But if you had to compare and contrast Kicking Horse and Fernie, what's similar? What's different?
Yeah, absolutely. You start off great. It's the quick getaway from the city, certainly at Nikiska. And by the way, this weekend is the FIS Ski Cross World Cup. For those who want to see the athletes the last time before they head off to the Olympics. You know, and Kicking Horse, wow, it's just really, truly epic. It's the fifth biggest vertical in North America. It's got more chutes than any ski area in North America. Vast terrain, something for all, certainly, and Canada's highest restaurant, Eagle's Eye. So an experience, definitely a must-do experience for anyone that hasn't been there. Kimberley is the winter wonderland. You know, it's got a magical walking-only main street, which is rare in Canada. It's fully lit up with various holiday lights, incredible shops and experience, a large and array of offering of trails for fat biking, Nordic skiing, and really incredible terrain on the backside, really incredible tree skiing, and as well as long fall line groomers. And really adventure. The place for adventure, legendary adventure, and snow is Fernie. And Fernie has been getting just hammered by snow. In fact, over 30 centimeters in the last 24 hours. More snow on the way. Perfect weekend if people are trying to get away this weekend. And it's got the biggest vertical of any ski area in the Canadian Rockies. And it's got more alpine bowl skiing. So it has something for everyone as well. Whether you're a first timer or you know, been skiing a long time, this is a great winter to get out. And certainly, I would do a ski in, ski out vacation. So I'd book a place that you can ski right to your door and really maximize the time outside and your relaxation as well.
Now, we're all trying to get activities with COVID going crazy. Being outdoors, we know, is a real healthy option for everyone. Your risk is way down. How do you treat COVID at each of the resorts? Is it the same? Is it different? What kind of protocols are we looking at? You got resorts in two provinces.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the highest standard of protocols are in place. We do require everybody to be double vaxxed, so fully vaccinated, obviously, two shots, to ski and ride with us. That's both for our team as well as for our guests. So that's a real higher level standard for sure, as well as we require all what everybody's used to, mask, social distancing, and sanitization for sure. You know, and I think it's just, you know, it's the time to get it. You come from your vehicle. I mean, it's one thing to stay in a ski and stay package, which then you can just, you know, use your place that you're lodging at as your safe place, and then you just go out and ski all day and come back to that place. If you're day skiing, you know, use your vehicle. That's create your vehicle as your safe space and have some extra food and make sure you have, you know, something for hot drinks as well. And just use that to get booted up, go out, go ski, come back for lunch, you know, and that's the safest way to enjoy and maximize your skiing experience.
Matt, a pleasure chatting with you. Always good to catch up and enjoy the turns. It's sounding like one of the seasons for the ages in terms of snowfall, the early start, and boy, there's a ton left. A lot of the best skiing of the season still ahead of us.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right, Ryan. Thank you very much. And in fact, it's Kicking Horse's best winter ever since the resort began.
Wow. That's saying something. That's awesome. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the time. We'll do it again soon.
You bet. Bye.
All right, there's Matt Mosteller, Powder Matt from Resorts of the Canadian Rockies, Fernie, Kimberley, Kicking Horse, and Nikiska. That's your snow show this week, brought to you by Lewis Performance Center, making sure ski boots are comfortable since 2002. Want to learn more? Lous.ca. That's Lous.ca. Flames Talk coming up next, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.